Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by Rhino Shield.
It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
At the Northeast Men's Clinic, they specialize in one thing and one thing only. That is the sexual health of men. So go to northeastmensclinic.com and get your T tested, get your ED issues fixed. And here's the news with Danielle.
There's a would-be terrorist that was arrested in New York City who allegedly scouted a lot of locations right here in Boston.
This is a scary story yesterday.
Very much so. This guy reportedly scouted out Fenway Park, the Prudential Center, and Quincy Market. Alexei Saab is his name. He's 42 years old. He's a naturalized citizen and had lengthy ties to the Lebanon-based terrorist group Hezbollah.
Yeah.
So this guy had pictures from here, New York City, right. Washington, D.C., like a lot of landmark places, but also a lot of smaller, softer targets, which that's one of those, you know, things that people always ask, are you going to change your life after thing happens? Yeah. Will you stop going to certain places?
Luckily, they caught him.
They did, thank God.
How did they get him?
They've been working on this case for a while.
Yeah.
I bet it's through, like, some type of, like, social media or something like that. You know,
probably.
You
it was
know,
a group text.
Yeah.
A group
text. Well, he's next then. Watch out. That's how they usually get him, you know. Yeah. Saying something reckless out there.
Yeah. Well, like a drunk text. You mean like he accidentally drunk texted some of that his could have been it. Terrorist buddies with pictures of
Hey, I'm down here
at
Faneuil Hall. I'm a little tipsy right now, but it's a lot of people. Smiley face.
Well, thank God that they got the
Seriously. Guy. Seriously. Yeah. Let's talk about the terrifying Delta flight that plummeted 30,000 feet.
What? I missed this.
I've seen this. I couldn't have done it.
There was a flight going from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale. They had to divert to Tampa. They experienced a cabin pressurization irregularity. That's what they're calling it. All the masks dropped down. Oh. Everybody freaked out.
Yeah.
People on the plane were texting, calling loved ones, saying goodbyes. Because it happened within the matter of like 2 minutes.
Wiggy.
I hate flying as it is, so I could never. I would have been on that plane crying, swearing, beating down the cockpit door.
If you could only send one text
uh-huh.
in a situation like that,
uh-huh.
who would you send it to?
I would send it to my wife.
You would?
Yeah, if I could only send one text message.
What about your mom?
Maybe a group text.
You don't have time in a situation like that.
I don't have time for a group text.
And what would the text say to Mrs. Wiggins? Make sure the life insurance is up to date.
It would just be wigs out.
No.
Wigs out.
I'd be like, I'm going to try to pull this plane up. I saw Denzel's movie there. See, like, if not, I'm going to be like a bug on a windshield.
That's terrifying.
It's very terrifying.
Not as bad as a foot blister exploding mid-flight,
no.
but still pretty terrifying.
Very much so. Yeah. Let's get to the very rare Florida/Mother of the Year candidate combo on the show this morning.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
Well, work can become troublesome if the babysitter cancels or if something happens and you have to take your kid with you, but you really haven't planned for it. And Manushka Daniels is a stripper in Lauderhill, Florida. And she just shifted.
Lauderhill. Where's Lauderhill? Is
I'm
that
not
near
sure.
Lauderdale?
Probably.
Okay, Lauderhill, Florida.
Lauderhill, Florida. She had a shift on Tuesday night because you can't miss those week shifts, otherwise you won't get the weekend shift.
That's it.
And she couldn't find a babysitter for her 3-year-old daughter, so she brought the girl along with her to the strip club and left her in the backseat of her Corolla by herself.
Huh.
Evidently, the woman cracked a window, left a few toys in back, figuring her daughter would sleep since it was so late. But her daughter woke up after about 3 hours, got out of the car at 2 a.m., And when someone saw the kid wandering around the parking lot, they thankfully called 911.
Well, yeah. I was...
Really?
Is she losing the kid, or like, what are they doing?
The child welfare people have taken custody.
You're better
of the
off bringing the kid into the strip club and just letting the kid go in the back.
Yeah,
in the back room.
Let the door guy watch it.
Yeah, well, in the back, you know, like where they get undressed, where the lockers are, and everything. Uh-huh. Yeah. Send her into the locker room. Just sit here, plop an iPad. At least if she comes strolling out, you can.
Right, manage that.
I think Spaz used to have an idea, a business idea, which was a daycare specifically for strippers.
Correct.
That would be pretty cool.
Yep, strip club daycare.
Like right there.
It's a good idea right there.
Right there at the place.
At the facility.
Like it would be late night daycare.
For the strippers, just even for the customers as well. We've heard that before where customers have gone in, left their kids in the car.
In the car, right.
Like a nice little side area.
Yeah. It could be like they could call it day shifters. Like day care for day shifters.
That's where I saw my first boob.
Where?
Was the cabaret when my mother worked there. Not as a stripper.
Really?
She didn't work.
Wait a second.
That was during the hockey rink days with the sneeze guard.
How have I never heard this?
Oh, because
what did your
this
mom,
is the first stripper story. That
what did
I
your mom?
To.
What did your mom do at the cabaret on Beautiful Route 1?
Yeah, she was a bartender.
She was.
Yeah, and for some reason I went up there with one of my friends and.
How old were you?
I want to say maybe like 10, 11. The door popped open. I was like, whoa. That was it.
Well, that's probably why you're now showing up at Hampton Beach on topless day.
Scarred me for life.
For some reason,
I have to make sure I go in strip clubs now.
Yeah. Did she like working there?
I mean,
that's probably good money.
Well, my mother worked a ton of jobs. So as a single mother.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If I haven't said that before.
You've said it countless times. Yes.
To work many jobs, Greg.
Yes.
My dad wasn't sending us no child support, so.
What else is going on, Danielle?
This is a little creepy, but I don't know if you've seen this. Your adopted home continent of Maine. Yeah, buddy. A woman fulfilled her friend's dying wish by burying her in the backyard.
In the backyard?
In the backyard. Unfortunately, she did not obtain the proper permitting, so this is a problem now.
So what are they going to
do? Do you need permits for that?
Dig the lady up?
Yes, they actually did dig the woman up.
They did?
So they...
What part of Maine was this?
This is in, hold on one second, Norway, Maine.
Okay.
And Vernell Jackson is the 83-year-old woman that lives at the home, and police showed up this week to question her after relatives of the older woman that was supposed to be staying with her asked police to perform a welfare check. Mm-hmm. So they go by the house, and she's like, yep, I know why you're here. She died. And she wanted to be buried in the backyard. I guess she didn't have enough. She didn't have any insurance or anything.
Yeah,
so the woman felt that there was no way to pay for a proper burial.
Right. But no casket or anything.
Just a shallow grave.
Oh
yeah.
Like what part of the backyard?
I mean,
like away from the patio.
I would hope so.
Not near the garden, I would imagine. Not near the tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
It's people.
But that's her wish, though. I mean, if that's her wish, right?
Yeah,
maybe you can't just bury a body in your backyard.
As long as she put it down on paper, right, and she signed it before she died, then I think the lady would be fine.
Well, yeah, but you have to get the proper, like, you can't just bury anybody wherever you want. I mean,
what do you need? Like, what kind of permits? People do it with pets all the time.
Well, they do it with pets, but I don't know.
There are a lot of towns have bylaws that prohibit that, too.
They don't want everybody, like, burying...
I don't want your gross SARS and MRSA to go into the ground where my tomatoes are growing.
Treat that thing. This is why the Black Plague is coming back. This is George from Leominster. What's up, George?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, George?
Hey, I got to tell you know, I loved your morning show on AAF.
Yes.
I'm enjoying this show.
Yes.
I never thought you'd ever pull the same magic off like you had with the morning show. But with Jermaine, it's like having Spaz and LB met wrapped in one.
Well, Wiggy,
this is insane.
Listen, I think it's okay to say this. Wiggy sometimes refers to himself as the Black LB.
The Black LB. Except I didn't have a drink this morning.
I know they like to
hang on that cuckoo juice.
Yes.
But if I could, I would. But
it's White Zinfandel.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little cuckoo juice.
Morning drinks before doing the show worked for me for years.
It's just the Uber ride is too long from my house here. So.
This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
Well, I'm not surprised that you've been able to spin the magic again, because you are the master of spin.
Spinning what?
So, listen, slow down. First of all, you're embarrassing yourself. He did great when he was, made available to the media.
Antonio Brown?
Levin Reed, preseason sideline reporter, one step closer to being Pat Patriot. Smarten up. Nobody could even ask him a real question. So please, on that one.
Well,
and then I think we can all agree that if he was like such the victim in such, innocent, that if he wanted to contact that artist, he would have done it through his attorney, certified mail, cease and desist, I'm going to come after you. But he didn't. He did it like what he is, a loser.
Listen, Derek.
He sent a group message with his associate to a woman, and he intimidated her, period. And if you try to spin it any other way, you're a fraud.
Derek, I think it was a dumb move on his part. I think he should have stayed away from texting her. I said that from the get-go.
Now you see what I was dealing with, huh?
Well,
you bet with it. What did I tell you?
Well,
you know what it's going to be? In Wiggins, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Because when they roll you out for the pep rally, I can't wait for it to blow up in your face. This is going to be a butler. This is when it's going to happen. Perfect season, Hill Dog, Super Bowl. And this kid's going to act up and cause a major problem. And I can hardly wait.
Well, he's been good. He's been good since he's been here so far. Never.
Hasn't been any
issues that he's done in New England that we know of.
What do you think today is?
No. I'm saying for him being in New England.
Today he's being racially profiled and he's the victim, according to Wiggins.
Well, listen, Derek.
How he got there, I'll never know.
Hey, listen, Derek, race plays a part in it. There's always a small portion of it. But in New England,
He sent these text messages to this woman from New England.
What's wrong with you,
Wiggy? I didn't find the text messages to be intimidating. Stupid, yes.
What has he done since he got here, Wiggy?
But intimidating,
He's been a massive, massive headache every day, new.
He sent these texts as a member of the Patriots. I understand. I said the text messages were stupid, but I didn't find them to be intimidating. Okay?
Nobody's asking whether they're intimidating to you. They're intimidating to the alleged victim of sexual harassment. That's who they're intimidating for.
Right, but it's from where I'm sitting, from my opinion, I have a right to give my opinion, and I don't feel like there are maybe not a lot of people out there, but I don't feel like they're intimidating.
So when it comes to sexual harassment, which is what this woman claimed, if you're just joining us and you missed this story that broke last night, Antonio Brown, I know, I have to. It's Friday. I thought we might be able to go one day without it.
There's got to be one person who doesn't know about this story, right?
I guess there probably are people who don't know about these stories. I don't know. But anyway, the woman who accused the artist who accused him in Sports Illustrated of sexually harassing her by showing up nude with a washcloth over his junk while she was painting a mural says that he, after that piece appeared in Sports Illustrated, he began on a group text to send her what she calls intimidating text messages. One of those was a photo of her kids.
Right.
And so Wiggy has incessantly been speculating this morning that that is not an intimidation attempt.
Based off of the context of the text messages. I'm just taking the information that I have in front of me.
Well, I'm sorry. I think he's a dummy, but I also think that there's no need to ever send a photo of anybody's kids on a text message to anybody.
I agree with that.
And Wiggy's much more offended by the artist's rendering of the SI story of Antonio Brown than he is of the text that Antonio Brown sent to the accuser.
Well, I'm reading the text. Like I said, it's based on the information that I have here about the text messages that we know. I don't find anything that he wrote to be intimidating. Maybe Danielle's upset because some of his grammar.
I dropped that last week. I have to be zen about that.
Right. Yeah. I don't find it to be intimidating the way that people are portraying it, in my opinion, where it's intimidating and harassment And what did Ben Volen, what was the word he used today?
He said it was threatening.
Threatening, yes.
He said it was threatening. Now, here's an 860 text that says, Curtis is right for the second time in his life. It doesn't matter what Wiggy thinks or what we think. If she felt intimidated, that's all that matters. Now, there's a lot of people who would say that. If this woman feels intimidated,
right,
then the rest of us have absolutely no right to decide whether she was intimidated or
right.
not. And
according to Wiggy, AB just wanted her to know that she should tag Old Navy in the photo, maybe get a sponsorship opportunity.
You never know.
But listen,
hey, listen, I'll take some money. I know a perfect way to do it.
I'll tell you why this guy is a dope, is because if the NFL interviewed this woman on Monday for 10 hours and they did not discover anything in that interview that could have been used to prevent him from playing on Sunday or at any other time during the year, and he gives them material like this, and they can then be held accountable on whether or not these text messages are threatening, and they can use that to keep him from playing, then he really is a dummy.
No, then the NFL would be an absolute, they would be the biggest, well, they already saw the biggest frauds out there anyways, but if they looked at this and go, oh, this is the reason why we're going to keep him off the field is because of a text message. And then, you know, forget how you want to say it. When you read the text message, you make your opinion about it, and you don't do anything about the audio that you heard from Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's fraudulent.
Yeah.
Yes. Two tweets that just popped up. Albert Breer, lead writer of MMQB at SI.com, a colleague of Klemko's, just tweeted, Antonio Brown has created more public relations problems for the Patriots in a week and a half than he did in 9 years for the Steelers, which is kind of an interesting point. And Shaughnessy speculates just now, this has to be it for Antonio Brown in New England, right, Patriots?
This has to be it?
Yep, with a quote tweet of the story that was released this morning.
That's kind of what Volen was saying earlier.
Right.
This is Jay from the Cape. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Wiggy, I agree with you. If you read the text and look at it, he's clearly sending the picture to me, to his boy, saying, those are her kids, Eric. She's awfully broke, clearly. Obviously, he's telling him to look at the picture. He's talking about the way the kids look, the way they're dressed, claiming that she's broke. That's the way I look at
but
it.
She's
I don't think it has nothing to do with
Jay,
threatening.
Does it make a difference to you that she is on that text chain?
The woman herself?
Yes.
No, I don't think. I think he's basically trying to make fun of her, you know, say, look, ha-ha, you're broke. Look at your kids. Look at these kids, he's saying to his buddy. Look how these kids look, basically. That's how I read it as.
Well, yeah. Jay makes a good point that, you know, there are people out there that do that. Like, you know, she wants the money. Look how her kids are dressed. Right. Their hair's not done. Yeah. And obviously she's broke. Look at her kids. You know what I mean? Not in the way like this. He's like, hey, these are the kids. You know what they look like. Here's her address. Take care of business.
How does he still have her number in his phone when she just painted it like a half a mural for him? Like what's up with that?
I bet you they probably still communicated
about what?
Who knows about what? Maybe
like the hand towel or
who deletes contacts?
Huh?
Do you delete contacts after they're no longer useful to you?
I don't put a painter in my phone. Like
I deleted Mutt.
If somebody's going to come over and paint a mural at your home?
If I'm communicating in a text with someone, yes.
You go to the effort to like put them in your phone?
It takes 2 seconds.
Who's to say they didn't have a sexual relationship that was consensual?
Well,
maybe that's why we haven't heard.
We haven't heard anything.
Who's to say Antonio Brown just loves shopping for her kids?
Welcome to Hypothetical Bill.
If he's coming up behind her, like she alleged, in a robe, nude, that means
there was no robe.
Nude with the towel on his junk.
Yes,
and she's saying he's flirtatious. But he was flirtatious with her, so who's to say that maybe they didn't hook up?
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's why he still had her number.
Wouldn't he say that in the text message, though, to discredit her?
I don't know.
If he's going to throw out the stuff about the kids and the other stuff?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have come out already? Like, we had a sexual relationship.
You would think it would,
fine.
But with him, you never know.
By the way, good question that if you're a woman and you're on Tinder and you're trying to figure out things about the guy that you might go out with,
yes,
you could ask... Beach towel, bath towel,
yep.
Hand towel,
mm-hmm.
Face cloth?
Face cloth or toilet or moist.
Moist towelette?
Moist towelette.
I just ate wings and look how small it is.
It'd be a good way.
Those things they give you.
this is Joe. Hello, Joe.
What's going on, guys?
What's up,
so,
Joe?
Nothing. It just, to me, it's pretty clear why he put her in the Chrome text. Like, he acts, behaves, thinks like a child. And it's an attempt at just insulting the woman. He wants to portray that she's broke, look at her kids, blah, blah, blah. It's not a source of intimidation. But I do wonder where he's going with the whole monetary thing. She hasn't opened a civil or criminal thing against him, has she?
No.
No.
Not to our knowledge. No. But, I mean, so, I think that's two calls that brought that point up. And you can kind of see, like, you know guys that would have done that. Look at her kids,
yeah,
man.
Well, I know. Not only do I know guys that would have done that, I know women that have done it. I mean, it's just something that people who have, like, adolescent-type minds, they just go to, you know, it's like some high school crap that you would do.
Right. Now, is that a possibility in your mind, Greg, Danielle, Curtis?
Yeah.
That he might have put those pictures up like, oh, look at her kids. Look how they're dressed. Look at their hair's not done. Clearly, she's broke.
I guess,
I'll entertain it as a possibility. I think the overt tone, though, of sending a picture of somebody's kids is threatening.
But why is he even doing it?
I don't know.
Well, I think that might be the other side.
But why is he even responding? Like, play football.
Yeah.
Like,
don't worry about it.
I understand, Greg.
You have an opportunity that the Patriots have given you at some risk to their brand and their organization, you dope.
Right.
Play football.
Right.
Let your lawyers deal with this woman or Sports Illustrated or anything else. Play football.
I understand that, but there are people.
It's so annoying.
I understand that, but we know this from seeing not just athletes, but people. But there are just those people out there who do not get that concept. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Leave it alone. Just don't even bother with her.
Now, I will say this. There are people like Curtis and Shaughnessy and others who I think are attempting to intimidate the Patriots.
Yes.
Into getting rid of him.
That's what it sounds
like. Do you agree?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like coming from Curtis.
It's intimidation that they are using.
I am a highly intimidating guy.
Clearly.
This is Joe from Quincy. Yes, what's up, Joe?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, man?
Yeah, long time listener, but first time calling. Those two last callers took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing. I don't find it intimidating.
You don't?
I find it, he was kind of making fun of, I mean, the text messages were to his friends and the attorney.
Yeah.
And I know she was on the chain, but I think he wanted her to be on that and hear that, but not as an intimidating factor.
So, Joe, like, if you accuse somebody of something and then the next text that you got was a text of your kids, you would not feel like they were attempting to threaten you or intimidate you?
If it was directed exactly towards me, yeah. It's a knucklehead move on his part. I mean, he does a lot of that.
Right.
But he plays good football, and he's the center of attention right now.
Yeah.
But the text that's underneath the picture, as you start to, like, you know, and there are callers who pointed this out, but if you kind of break that down, it really, basically, that's what he's saying. Those are her kids, IG, and he basically says, he doesn't word it the right way, but he's basically saying, based on her kids, you could tell she's clearly broke because of how the kids look.
Yeah.
So it's not intimidating. It's more like making fun of how your kids look because you're coming after me for money and you ain't got none.
This is Joe in the car. What's up, Joe?
Hey, just give me 30 seconds here. If they released Antonio Brown, it would be a big relief, and then they could just stick to football. And that's kind of what this whole thing's about, is, like, just stick to football, like you said. And Wiggy, do you feel the need to defend Antonio Brown?
No, I'm defending.
No,
You're asking me the question. I'm telling you. I'm defending certain parts of the situation that's going on.
Do you feel the need to defend him?
I mean, I don't know him. What do I got to defend him for?
No,
I never met the guy.
I said, why you're not full time?
No, I just answered it. What part of it? How you? Okay. Joe, how would you like me to answer the question? How about that?
do you feel the need to defend Antonio Brown?
And I just said to you, no, I don't know the dude, so I don't need I don't feel like I need to defend him.
You know what uniform he wears, and you always defend players in that uniform, no matter what.
No, I did. I didn't defend Aaron Hernandez.
Unless they kill someone.
We're talking about
Antonio didn't defend
Brown.
Chad Ocho Stinko.
Wow, 2 in 20 years, you're on a roll.
I didn't defend Albert Hainsworth. I mean, I answered the question. I didn't answer the question he wanted.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I just
said, you didn't answer it the way he wanted.
Yeah. I said, no, I don't need to defend the guy. I don't know him. I'm looking at the situation. I'm looking at it here. And now when you start to see this, all I am is defending the fact that people are calling him to say he intimidated this woman, which I don't believe. I'm more like those other callers. I think he used the picture to say, look, she wants money from me. Look how broke she is. Look at how her kids look. It'd be no different than, you know, when we were growing up, or kids do it all the time now, take pictures of what you're wearing and put it on social media and go, look at those Bobos he's wearing on his feet. What are those?
That was a spaz word.
You like the Bobos?
Yes, the Bobos.
He's wearing Olympians. Fake
but,
Jordans.
I mean, let's be clear. You've said almost since the show started that you think Sports Illustrated, Curtis, some members of the media are reacting differently to Antonio Brown because he's black.
Yes. And the proof is out there. The Sports Illustrated photo where they darken his skin tone. Right. Then the other Sports Illustrated headline, which basically says he sent her intimidating text messages.
And that would not happen if he were white.
Well,
if the situation were exactly the same,
yeah,
if he were white.
Because why would they need to make somebody darker?
Yeah.
Why would they, make their shade darker?
This is Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Good morning, sunshine.
What's
happy
up?
Happy Friday.
Well, happy Friday, Nicole.
Where's my sweet, sweet Danielle? Danielle, is there nothing going on in Florida right now, not like the rest of us?
We just did Florida.
I can't with Antonio Brown anymore.
I know, Nicole.
The stripper girl. We need daycare.
I can't do it. And I don't want to switch the channel to Dave and Chuck the Freak. I can't do it. I just can't.
The guy is... Unfortunately, the guy keeps putting himself in
the
news.
Well, she didn't like the stripper story? We came up with a great idea.
She probably wasn't listening to that. This is Marv. Hey, Marv.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, Wiggy.
Yo.
You are freaking out of your mind, okay? All right, let me explain to you. If he had any brains, the only thing that he would send that woman is an apology and say, I didn't realize I didn't pay you for that charity auction. I'm sending you a check for $700, and I'm sending you your artwork back, and I'm sending you the money I owe you, and I feel bad that you're poor and your children don't have good clothes.
So that's what he should have done. He should have sent her the money. I agree with that, but he doesn't have to apologize if he doesn't feel like he did anything wrong. And in his mind, he believes
he did do something wrong. He bought something from her.
And that's why I said he should pay her. He should
have didn't pay her.
Yeah, I said he should pay her.
Why is the first time he reaches out to her in any way something intimidating to her? You are freaking crazy.
Well, because the first thing that he heard from her was the Sports Illustrated article where she basically was accusing him of sexual misconduct and not paying and this, that, and the other. That's the first thing.
He didn't pay, and he did sexually harass her.
So Marv, in your world, then why hadn't she been reaching out to him more often to try to get her money back? And if she felt a certain way, why didn't she go to somebody and say, listen, whether it's the police or file a civil suit about him, basically having the sexual misconduct. Why didn't she do that?
How do you know she hasn't asked him for the money?
Didn't I just say
it? You did.
I just said that to him.
I think the thing is, you're defending a guy who is indefensible when it comes to being a moron.
Yes.
And it's like this texter says, 6 days a week, I want this moron off the team, but on Sunday...
Right.
Thank God he's out there,
right.
And he is an unbelievable athlete. That right there is the conundrum, is that the guy, he can't help himself.
And everybody in this region, 70% of the audience, the Friday before he was released, said they did not want him on this team. They were right. people around here know what they're talking about. They just get blinded by Belichick's brilliance, and whatever he signs anybody, they fall in line. I don't think
it matters where, it doesn't matter where that is, Curtis, because they, if you took the same poll and let's say Kansas City or Seattle or wherever, the people would probably feel the same way until he signed with the team. And if you take that poll like you did, you took one on Friday and you take it on Monday when he signs, everybody's like, he's that good, he can help us, I'm glad he's him.
Yeah. Well, I was somebody who was against it on that Friday for this very specific reason, for this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he got here, and I trust the decision that's made by Bill Belichick, and the guy goes out and performs great. And I'm thinking, all right, he has his press conference yesterday. I got a text from Fourier earlier about how that's the way in which the Patriots you know, take a look at Greg Hardy if you want to see the difference in guys who cannot conduct press conferences and aren't you know, trained by the New England Patriots to do it. But now here we are, and we have to deal with this again. This is the problem. This is what now you got the Globe and everybody else who's gonna. Shame the Patriots into getting rid of the guy.
But I think it's more of a talking to where you'd say. Like you said, come on, Antonio. You can't be that stupid to now text her after all this. Just keep your mouth shut. And granted, when you look at the text messages, like in my opinion, I don't feel like it's threatening. But here's what we got to do moving forward, Antonio. Shut your mouth. You want to put your videos up of you driving, listening to Drake? Okay, that's fine.
Other than that, play football and shut up. This is Jack from Portland. Hey, what's up, Jack?
How you guys doing?
What's up?
Wiggy.
Yo.
This is the first time I've had to disagree with you. I really like you.
I appreciate it. It's okay.
That's okay. That's okay. A good brother. But she's not suing him.
No.
So she's not going after money. Why is he posting that? She just wants the money she's owed.
Well, the reason why he's posting that is, I don't know. Maybe he did pay her. Maybe he didn't. All we know, it sounds like he feels like this is a money grab. So maybe he...
Wouldn't he have said it if he paid her, though? She's alleging that she...
Maybe they had an agreement, because it sounds like his thing was, or what she said was, she got a lot of new followers because Antonio Brown put her on his social media for the paying. So who knows? He might have been like, you want to do a paying for me? I'm not paying. I'll throw you on social media and let everybody, you know, but I'm not paying.
She's not suing him.
Yeah, but the
what Jack is saying, why does he need to send a picture of her kids out and say she's got mad kids,
she's broke,
if she's not suing him to get money? That she's not, like, why does he even need to bother to respond?
Well, because in his mind,
because she
wants,
made him look bad in the Sports Illustrated.
Well, maybe that might be part of it, but she, in his mind, she wants money, right?
I guess.
Right. I mean, that's the only
Greg
reason
Hill
why.
I mean, on the Greg Hill show. Just back to that. I like you guys. I miss Callahan. I really liked his edginess, and I liked his controversy. I wish you guys would get a little edgier.
Edgier?
But I understand.
How's the energy?
I love you guys.
How's the energy, though?
Good energy.
All right, good energy. But I got to get edgier.
Edgier.
All right, edgier.
So we got energy. Now we need edgier.
We got to get edgier.
Just call me an idiot.
617-779-7937 is the number if you would like to be on the show today, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And coming up on Monday, Boomer Esiason will join us at 7, and Tom Brady will join us at some point on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy. Every Sunday before the game. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Moxie Soda. Distinctively different. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Antonio Brown reportedly sent group text messages to the source accusing him of sexual misconduct from Monday's Sports Illustrated article. Brown had included a picture of her children and instructed his associates, who were also on the text, to investigate her. And, of course, we've been debating the hell out of that all morning. Tom Brady voiced his displeasure on Twitter last night about the amount of penalties that were called in the Jags' 27 win over the Titans.
Do you think that Tom Brady will end up getting some kind of a fine for commenting on social media on the officiating, Wiggy?
You know what? You never know, because the NFL might say you're not supposed to, like, talk negatively about the officials.
Yeah.
But generally, they keep it to when you're doing,
when you're in a game.
Right. Yeah, or like a press conference or something like that. So. Right. Who knows? They with the NFL, they like.
I mean, he's just like a viewer. I mean, he was
at that point. You would think so.
He was just watching Thursday Night Football, and he's like, these refs stink.
But you know what they would then say? He's an employee.
Yeah.
So it'd be like if somebody was tweeting that worked for the station, then tweeting out about how bad the station is.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I mean, if it were any other quarterback, what would Patriots fans be saying this morning? Well, look at this idiot who's tweeting away about how bad the officiating is. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what they're saying nationally. You think it is? We're in our little bubble
microcosm.
Here.
Yeah. Brady will speak to the media later today at Gillette Stadium. He was limited in practice yesterday with a calf injury. Pats face off against the Jets this Sunday at 1 p.m. They look to improve to 3-0 in that game, and they will face third-string quarterback Luke Falk. Red Sox beat the Giants 5-4 yesterday afternoon at Fenway. With 10 games left, the Sox are 9.5 games back from a wild card spot. Sox start a 4-game road series with the Rays tonight. You can hear that game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Pregame at 6:10. First pitch with Joe Castiglione and Josh Lewin at 7:10. And the Sox parted ways with Vice President of Player Personnel Frank Wren and Special Assignment Scout Eddie Bain after the win yesterday. Finally, the Bruins beat the Flyers 3-1 in preseason hockey last night. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Patriots Friday here at WEEI, and Wiggy is here, and we can't talk about football because of this idiot Antonio Brown.
I want to get so deep into the weeds with the X's and O's with you guys.
That's boring. I mean, sports talk radio, I love the X's and O's.
No, but it's not like
the
double
scores.
Set.
I like the scores and stuff because
three
you can't,
techniques.
You can't get scores on your phone or anything 24 hours
but
a day.
But I was
day,
going
so.
Deep. I'm like giving you three techniques.
You were
going
to give me all that stuff?
Yeah, safety blitzes and all that good stuff.
Jet sweep?
Jet sweep. Ooh, jet sweep.
By the way, a texter would like to know if you are available for a bachelor party. They're willing to pay you. They have a bachelor. Do you do that kind of thing?
No, I do not bachelor.
Wait, what if it's a lot of money?
Well, I'd have to ask the wife first.
Mrs. Wiggins, I have approval on that?
I'd say, hey, babe, there's a chance for me to make money.
Yeah.
You can come along with me if you like.
There would be a fee involved. I don't know what they're willing to pay you. Oh, okay. And I don't even know where the bachelor party would be. You have to give us more information. Maybe it's at Encore or something like that.
Oh, have you seen the guy that he had an ER bill of $12,000 after his bachelor party?
No,
he was hungover.
$12,000
hospital bill for a hangover.
Jesus. How is that possible?
Right. He went to a freestanding ER outside of Denver, and he basically signed a consent form saying that he would consent to whatever tests or anything else that need to be done. Because who actually, you're standing there, you want to get into the ER. Who actually reads the form?
Right. How much do you have to drink to have a $12,000 bill at the ER after your bachelor?
Well, I want to know what kind of tests they run that cost $12,000 when you just got a hangover.
So part of that bill was a facility fee for $7,644. That accounts for, the building, the overhead, the staff. That's like the walk-in the door price, okay?
Wow.
Mind you, you can get a hangover treated at a lot of places now these
days
for a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, you can go to urgent care.
It's called Pedialyte.
What kind of a country do we live in where people are going to urgent care to get treated for a hangover?
Don't go to urgent care. Go to the places that give you the IV drip.
Just lie around in bed and eat a pizza.
No, that sucks.
That's
if
what
I
you
can
do.
Pay $100 for my hangover to be gone in 5 minutes, I will do it all day long, and I have, and it's glorious.
That's the drip.
Yeah.
Nation of pussies.
It's not nation of pussies. Why suffer when you don't have to?
So what do? They just fill you up with, like, when you
go to... They give you a liter of saline.
Yeah.
And that's basically what this... This guy got 2 liters of saline, which, for which they charged him $700 per bag. And then they also charged him for the blood test, like, exorbitant amount for the blood tests, which showed he was dehydrated. So the guy was able to negotiate the bill down to, like, I don't know, $4,000 or something like that, but he still has to pay $4,000 for a hangover, essentially.
That's essentially why they stopped doing the bachelor party the night before the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Like, back in the 50s or the 60s, they used to do the bachelor party on Friday night, and then the dude would get married on Saturday. But they were in critical, the groom was in critical condition. So they can't even walk down the aisle.
Now you got to do it a couple months in advance.
Yep.
This is Scott from New Hampshire. What's going on, Scott? Hello, Scott. All right. Let's see if Jack in the car is still there. Hey, Jack, what's up?
What are you saying, young man? How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, now. Well, listen, I agree with Wiggy. I got to tell you. Here's why the Patriots have Antonio Brown. Number one, the guy can play football, right? We agree with that?
Yep.
He's the best receiver out there right now. Number two, the reason they have him is because Kansas City doesn't. And the reason they're going to keep him is because the bar has been set so high with Aaron Hernandez that this guy doesn't even come close. So he's all set.
No, I'll tell you this. I would agree with you that I think he is here for one reason and one reason only, and that is Kansas City. That is the Chiefs. However, I don't think he's going to make it there. And the question would be today, is this the tipping point? Like Shaughnessy, Curtis, Ben Volen this morning on the show.
I get second billing after Shaughnessy. That's not right.
Everybody wants this to be the tipping
point. Yeah, but I don't think this is the tipping point, because when you look at it, right, okay, even if some people believe that is some type of intimidation, there's really nothing in the text that says intimidation or, like, lead you to believe.
Right, he didn't type, I'm intimidating you right now.
No, no, it leads you to believe, like, it wasn't anything threatening or, you know, it wasn't like a bunch of B words and this, that, and the other. And so we saw the email, which was way worse than this new text message we saw, right? And with the email that we saw, there's really been nothing done about him with that. So I think it's more so, listen, Antonio, you stop being an idiot. Don't respond. Like you said, Greg, don't respond to this madness. Let your lawyers handle it. Just focus on playing football.
But he can't do that.
I think
because he's mentally, I think he has some issues.
Well, but I think if he continues to do something, like if there's another text that comes
out. Another one. Okay.
Yeah.
Another one.
Then we'll really be angry.
I mean, do you think it's out of, let me ask you this question. Since we speculate on this station, that's what we do. Is it out of character for Tom Brady to be watching the football game last night and then to take to social media to comment negatively about the referees?
Very out of character. Very.
And could one speculate that that is because of the Antonio Brown situation, that he is somehow out of his normal zone of Buddha, Yoda-like focus only on the New England Patriots and their opponent on Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what likely will be a national storyline, maybe from Rob Parker, maybe from Max Kellerman. Today, one of these idiots will say, Tom Brady tweeting about the refs doesn't care enough to tweet about domestic violence in his own locker room. That will be said by one of these national pundits today. I almost guarantee it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's out of character for him.
Very much so.
Way out of character. This is Mike from Wakefield. Hello, Mike.
Greg, good morning. Good morning to the lovely Danielle as well.
Hello, Mike.
Sorry about the background noise. This Wegman's like a damn nightclub, swear to God. I'm like bopping up and down in the aisles. So first off, I want to thank you guys for helping me purge my breakfast burrito with that foot blister story.
I know. Disturbing.
Delicious.
And then helping me test out my new sound system in the car with that Drake song.
sure, this ain't Fitzy.
it's Nick disguising his voice with his one-liners. Yes. All right. What's up, Mike?
It's a go fit yourself Friday, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So, okay, here's the thing. Now, I've already stated my opinion. I think Antonio Brown's a dirtbag, but is it possible
that this guy is so delusional that everything that's been said about him is 100% true and accurate. And he just simply feels like he's untouchable and he can get away with literally anything he wants to do. Like that article with his former stepfather that came out. I mean, that guy's a dirtbag too, but he made a lot of interesting points. And it's not too hard to believe that a lot of the stuff that he said is true. So is it possible that this guy is such a mental case that he truly believes that he can just do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and no repercussions are ever going to come to him for it?
Yes.
So we're not supposed to believe a guy, a stepfather, that he hadn't seen in like 15, 16 years that threw him out when he was 12 years old and he was homeless living on the street. We're supposed to believe him because there's an article saying, oh, this guy's been abusive.
Well, but don't you think that Mike is right when that Mike is right when he says that Antonio Brown believes that he can do no wrong? I mean, didn't he just prove that in Oakland? I mean, look what happened in Oakland. He acted like a spoiled brat of a kid. And what repercussion did he face?
He was rewarded with going to the best team in the NFL.
He was rewarded with a chance to win a Super Bowl.
He also threw money away.
Some money away, yes. Most people would say
$21 million he threw away?
Most people would say $9 million a year is pretty good and they'd be happy with it. But he absolutely thinks that he can do no wrong. Hence why he's probably, against his lawyer's advice, reaching out to some artist who I don't even know, prior to today, were you really concerned about what this artist said about him, like showing up naked with a hand towel over his junk?
It was more of a punchline than it was a story.
No, it wasn't a punchline. It was another allegation of sexual misconduct thrown on top of.
But to me, it was a harassment thing. It wasn't an allegation of sexual assault. It was something, and I'm like, I just think it's so stupid, and so contrary to what the Patriots need. I don't get it. I don't understand why he feels the need to do it, Wiggy, and why you feel the need to defend him.
Well, I don't understand why he feels the need to respond, right, to this situation or on the text message or that kind of thing. I don't understand that. I think he's a moron for doing that, right? But I'm defending the situation, and I'm defending where people are saying it was an intimidating text because I didn't feel like it was. I read it into it as she's trying to go after him for money for whatever reason in his mind he believes. And he's saying, oh, look at her kids. Right. She's broke.
She's broke.
Look at the hair's not done. Look at the clothes they're wearing. That's what I took it as. So that's what I'm defending, the intimidation, the threatening, the harassment, the words that are being used like that to describe him.
He should send every message that he wants to send via song. Like he should just... He should just share Gold Digger by Kanye.
You have to be careful, though, because there might be a line in there.
Exactly. You have to analyze everything because one person will take one thing the wrong way.
Just send it in code. Hello, Chris.
Gentlemen and Danielle, happy Friday. How are we doing?
Same to you, buddy.
Same to you. What's up?
So I think it's so far outside what Tom Brady would usually do. I honestly believe that he's trying to be a good teammate and get at least some of the media pressure taken off of Antonio Brown by tweeting that nonsense last night. Ooh. And it's got us talking about it. Ooh. But Antonio Brown just can't get out of his own way, and we're still talking about him, too.
Interesting. So you think that Tom Brady took to Twitter last night, and it was so out of character from what he would normally do that he is trying to distract everybody away from his teammate Antonio Brown.
Taking some shots for him. You know?
Really?
Defending.
That's the point that we're at where Tom Brady has to do things that are completely the polar opposite of what he would normally do. So that nobody is talking about this idiot that he has on the team?
First it was pizza. Now it's tweeting about the refs.
But did you see that game, though? The refs were bad.
Of course. What game aren't they bad
at? Yeah, but you know, that one they were a little bit extra bad.
And that was Hockerly's kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Ken, that's because Ken ain't here. I thought his lead was going to be Tom Brady tweeting for the Tennessee Titans about how bad the refs are just shows he's going to Tennessee next year.
Oh, God.
That's where I thought he was going with
hot
it.
Hot take.
But I didn't know Ken wouldn't be in today, so.
I'm surprised the old man didn't respond to Tom Brady with some kind of a hard-o, bicep flexed, leave my kid alone tweet last night. You know what
that
I mean?
It is true.
In the most predictable move of all time, this just came down. The Boston Globe interviewed Patriots fans as men on the street to get their thoughts on buying Antonio Brown jerseys. Somehow I don't think they'd be doing that if this was a Boston Red Sox player.
No, you're 100% right. So what, fans aren't going to buy jerseys?
There was one fan who said he was sheepishly waiting on picking up his Antonio Brown jersey, given the news.
Did he have a paper bag over his head like the unknown comic?
He said, I'm ashamed to be a Patriots fan.
So people are afraid to buy Antonio Brown jerseys.
The most
jerseys.
Predictable story of the week, the Boston Globe looking for fans who are mad at the team for having Antonio Brown.
I'm going to get me an AB shirt as soon as I can get my hands on one, AB17.
Coming up at 10, Dale and Keith on a Patriots Friday, and they will be joined by Michael Irvin and one of the McCourty brothers. So that is coming up this afternoon or this midday here at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
What does the Patriot way mean to you? In two sentences or less.
I've never even heard of that term.
Never heard of
it. The Patriot way.
The Patriot way. You've never even heard of that term.
Oh boy.
No, I'm focused on trying to improve each week, and I'm focused on the New York Jets this weekend, and trying to improve my my skill set so I improve the unit day in and day out.
Julian Edelman on this show earlier, no idea what despite what Curtis thinks, no idea what the Patriot way is.
And he said it in perfect Patriot way form.
He did.
The only way it could have been better is if he said, it is what it is.
And I go day by day.
Yeah, I mean, the Shaughnessy, Curtis, whoever it is that wants Antonio Brown gone, don't think he fits in when it comes to the Patriot way.
No, they want him put in front of a firing squad.
But nobody in the organization seems to know what the Patriot way is. So it seems like that's been manufactured by the talking heads, by the media.
Do you think there are meetings this morning inside the Patriots offices about the future of Antonio Brown? Or do you think it's just business as usual?
Which offices? Marketing?
I would say Jonathan, operation? Robert, and Bill.
It's a good question.
No,
Wiggy,
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think this is just more noise? And
I think this is just more noise. Nah. Knowing that, knowing that, all right, there's going to be potentially, when they signed this guy, they knew there's going to be some type of potential, firestorm that came with it or whatever you want wording for it. There was going to be some of that. And they just said, you know what? We're going to go based on what at least he's telling us. And then we're going to let the league handle it the way that they might handle it.
I mean, there is some breaking baby mama news, which maybe they're going to talk about this morning.
Possibly, according to BSO, Black Sports Online, which Wiggy just turned me on to. Fascinating information here. Yeah. reportedly, the relationship between Lira Galore and Le'Veon Bell was coming to a close after it was time to get serious about the season, and she's just considered a training camp girl around the league.
Oh,
get a lot of good story, a lot of good articles on BSO.
Yeah.
Robert Little does a good job.
So there was really no discomfort between those two over this woman?
Doesn't seem like it.
Because she's a training camp girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
So and add one more to the list here. Karen Garigian, very down the middle, one of the most longest Patriots beat writers for the Herald, just tweeted, quote tweeting the Klemko story, might we already have a last straw for Antonio Brown in New England? So it seems like they're circling the wagons around here. Mm-hmm. That
was
might
it
be
a
there.
Last plastic straw or was it a metal straw?
Hashtag Ken Laird, thanks for the metal straw.
But if they were to move on from Antonio Brown, I would say that they would be wrong for doing that. You know, the Patriots in this situation, I think that, you know, you got to let this thing play out, see what ultimately the league does, which I don't think the league is going to do anything because...
Well, theoretically, there becomes a point where it's not worth it to them anymore.
Right, but
I
don't...
And I think that's what some are speculating, but, that this is the point where it's just not worth it anymore. Yeah, he's great, but he's a great player. Maybe the best currently at his position, but it's not worth it to us to deal with this day.
They would be caving then. They would be caving.
They'd be giving in.
Yeah, they'd be giving in because when you look at it, like there's really like there's no new allegations. There's no new information that came out from her 10-hour interview. Here we are, what, 4 days later. We still don't know when Antonio Brown's going to have his interview. So what's that telling you? The league is in no rush.
Yeah.
Because if they felt like there was something there, they would have had Antonio Brown in the next day. Now it's like, we'll get to Antonio.
We'll get to it when we get to it. This is Mike from Framingham. Yes, Mike.
Hey, doing two things. First off, this Patriot Way thing drives me crazy. Corey Dillon was in a book called Pros and Cons long before he was with the Patriots. So the Patriots knew what they were getting in when they got Corey Dillon. They knew what they were getting in when they got Albert Haynesworth, even Aaron Hernandez. So I don't, this Patriot Way thing drives me nuts. People keep bringing it up. That's why every Patriot and even Belichick says they're full of crap when people bring that stuff up. Shaughnessy being threatened. He's threatened by Curt Schilling talking that, you know, he was joking around saying that all reporters should be killed. And Shaughnessy took him seriously, wants to keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. So when Shaughnessy says, and I'm paraphrasing here, that this is going to be the undoing of the relationship between AB and the Patriots, mm-hmm. you don't listen to that.
No, that's clicks. He's tomato can guy. Who believes anything Shaughnessy writes? I don't.
Well, he's been doing it for decades.
Oh, just because you've
been doing it. That's what he'll tell you.
Oh, just because you've been doing it for decades doesn't mean you're good at it.
Wiggy, you said you never read him.
No, I didn't read him, but now I do. And it's like, think about some of the stuff he says. It's the tomato can this. It's always this. It's always that. I mean.
Okay, you said tomato can six times. Anything else you care to reference?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the tomato can's reference. And, and then
and
with
the tomato can.
No, and then with the Patriots should move on from him. I don't think they should move on from Antonio Brown.
This is George from Manhattan. Yes, George.
Hey, Wiggy.
What's up?
I agree with the fact that they shouldn't move on from him right now. I think we all agree that he shouldn't be having any communication with her. But that's kind of separate to your other point mm-hmm. about the context of the message. I do agree with you that it isn't threatening. It's shaming. He shouldn't do it. He mm-hmm. makes himself look really bad. If he wants to threaten her, he would say like, hey, I know where your kids work. I know where you work. You know, I know something about your family. It's, you know, kind of the
right.
stuff you'd hear in like those Godfather or mob movies. It's an absolutely embarrassing.
Which Wiggy loves. Which Wiggy loves, by the way.
Yeah, yes. But he's not
but
threatening
he's not threatening her. It's embarrassing, but it's not quite threatening. The league's in a really tough spot because I want to hear your guys' take on what type of precedent are they going to set here if they do suspend him based on what's here? Because I feel like the bar is getting lowered and lowered case by case for players to get suspended if he does get suspended or on the exempt list here.
Well,
without criminal charges.
Listen, if a woman says, I don't want to answer a question with a question, but if a woman says that an NFL player sent her text messages that she finds intimidating, one of which was a photo of her children, you don't think that the NFL has some sort of obligation to theoretically act on that?
100%. But here's the caveat, is that if that's going to be the standard, and it's debatable whether it was threatening, now there's a lot more leverage for people to exploit these athletes to say, hey, I'm going to say I'm threatened. I want you to settle for the $2 million now.
Well, it just
right? So like that's the tricky part, right? Because now you're giving more, you know, more credence to the accusers to say, hey, now I can leverage this. Shoot, I can say I'm threatened.
Yeah, that I just feel intimidated.
You can say, careful.
Yeah, well, I think the NFL has to determine whether those messages were threatening.
Right,
or not.
We talked about this before, right? Where if the league were to do something based off of civil suits and based off of accusations, you know, people could come out of the woodwork. So imagine if the league does something for text messages, people could now say, oh, I felt threatened because he sent me a text message of this, that, and the other. And the league could just be now suspend any and everybody.
Why can't they just take the guy's phone away and hold on to his shoulders and march him out to practice and say, stand here.
Do this.
Do this.
Yeah.
Go back. March him back
in.
To
the phone.
And no phone, no contact
because
with other people.
You can't do that. He's a grown man, and you can't go around. I understand you can't go around trying to babysit. What the league should be doing is basically going, okay, we're looking into this. There's nothing to see here. We moved on. So every new allegation or accusation that comes out of Antonio Brown, like the league shouldn't be jumping on. So they come out with this SI article. Like, it's not the league's job to now look into this. Unless she called up the league or there was a criminal.
Went to the police.
Right.
She went to the police and said, these text messages are threatening.
Right. There's a criminal charge.
There's a criminal charge. Yeah,
if there's nothing else, then the league should just mind their business.
I think you're right about that. All right. Wiggy's here. It's a Patriots Friday here at WEEI and on the Greg Hill Show. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.